connects with that little hymn. The book of Jude in the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling or without stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Earlier this morning, in his prayer, seemed to have before him 1 Peter 1. Would it be the thought of brethren, the Spirit of God would have us consider that? Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified before him the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit and the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
I suppose, beloved, we could say that the epistle of Peter, his first epistle, would present rather the doctrine of that heavenly call, but not the assembly. This would seem to me to be rather the teaching of this epistle. And it is addressed to believers among the dispersed of Israel, of those particular provinces, of course. And these were pilgrims. Pilgrims along the way. Is that right? I suppose as believing Jews in the Old Testament, they had looked for an earthly inheritance, but now as believers, they were pilgrims and strangers looking for a heavenly one. And so the epistle brings before us many things that contrast with the position of the children of Israel going through the wilderness on their way to Canaan, and what we go through in passing through this world, which has become a wilderness, on our way to the heavenly scene, because we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. So there are many points that we can see that are in contrast, or perhaps we might say similar to the passage of the children of Israel. It's nice to notice these in this chapter, and the dangers that beset their pathway in the wilderness beset us in our pathway home to glory.
It's the kingdom side of the truth too, isn't it? And then the Father is mentioned in this chapter in connection with the government as we pass through this wilderness. And it's nice to know that it's the Father, isn't it? There's a warmth about it that we have here with Peter as he speaks of government. It isn't a cold, formal thing. We realize we're in good hands and we're kept guarded by the power of God, as our brother expressed when he read the chapter.
I suppose we could say, beloved, that this is the revelation of the glory that would be in contrast to a Jew's conception of earthly glory. It was a revelation, as our brother mentioned, of heavenly things. These belong to Christ. Concerning the government, I believe, brother, too, that this epistle unfolds the government of God as it concerns believers. That it
And that's a very important matter, beloved. The government of God concerning believers, we may, as the Lord leads, take that up later.
In the next epistle, it would be more going out to the whole world and finally the dissolution of all things.
I think so, brother, yes.
Israel was the
left
nation.
Yes, sir.
But you couldn't say that Israel was elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. That takes us into the eternal countenance of God that chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And that very line of truth brings the soul in communion with God and fills the heart with praise, because it entirely delivers us from anything we could possibly boast of. If I had better judgment than my neighbors in accepting the Lord, well, then I'd have something to boast of. But when I see that God chose me back in eternity, I can't boast that it was any wisdom of my own. It was all His sovereign grace. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, Father. And that foreknowledge saw us in the condition in which we would be found when His grace would reach us. So that it's entirely a matter of grace. Think of the ones that God has picked up in His infinite mercy. Like the woman beside the well, like the thief by the Savior's side. Wasn't anything in themselves, or isn't anything in any of us, that caused the heart of God to mark us out for such high privileges and blessings as we're brought into.
I would like to tell you, beloved, an Inca Indian's explanation of election, and it's very precious. He couldn't speak in this scriptural language, chosen in Him before the foundation of the world, but he said before God ever dropped a stone into place, He was loving this Indian. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that wonderful? A poor Indian of the wilds of Bolivia, explaining election like that, before God ever dropped a stone into place, He was loving this poor Indian. Is that nice, isn't it? Really nice. Election then looks away back, chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. A lot of you just can't understand that. But it's blessedly real. God has said so, and this does come in those specific blessings of Ephesians 1. And it's one of those heavenly blessings, brethren, that cannot be swept away. It's heaven.
This is something that has nothing to do with time at all. Our election was from eternity past, sometime back in eternity, and it is for eternity to come. So if you say our experience is only incidental in the way, and receiving this truth, this attaches us from, not from the world, it's from eternity to eternity, and not having to do, our experience just comes in by the way, as it were, and we have the enjoyment of what God's counsels are for eternity.
Yes, I can't explain predestination, brethren. But when we come into the family of God, we can understand it, and we see it written everywhere. Everywhere. But oh, that demands a new birth, doesn't it? It is true from eternity to eternity. Well, in glory we'll have that all to enjoy when we're at home. We'll see it then.
With Israel's blessing, according to the 25th of Matthew, they inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. God did elect them, as it was remarked, they were an elect nation, and the name that God took in relationship to Israel was Jehovah, the ever-existing one, the one who kept the covenant that he had made, and will bring them into blessing. But here, in contrast, we're carried back, as it's been said, into a past eternity, and the present enjoyment of the relationship is not to know God as Jehovah God only, but to know him as Father in a blessed relationship. And so we were elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. And we call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work. We're to be holy because our Father is holy. The Lord Jesus, in the 17th of John, in his prayer, said, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. So how marvelous that these Jews, who seemed to have lost much as far as their earthly things were concerned, it tells us in the 10th chapter of Hebrews that they took joyfully the spoiling of their goods. People who had once looked upon earthly possessions as being a sign of God's blessing, now to relax these things completely and to lay hold of and enjoy that which they had in the heavens. Well, I believe that's why it's so important for us. We're so prone to grasp the material things of this passing scene, and when they're taken away from us, to think we've lost a great deal. But this chapter is intended to lift us above these things to enjoy the place that we have chosen in Christ, and knowing God as our Father, and that nothing can rob us of the inheritance that we have there with Christ in the glory.
They showed us the three persons of the Godhead are brought together in this second verse. That right, brother?
Yes. Go ahead, brother.
So the next thing is the sanctification of the Spirit.
Yes.
Before you enter into the truth of the work of Christ,